say kind of how it got away from you guys in this second and third period?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, obviously we started off well. I think the first period, I thought it was a pretty even period. I think in the second, which, you know, overall as a team, we tried to do a little bit too much, got away from what was working for us in the first, and kind of, you know, went into the second intermission with a one-goal deficit. Afterwards, we, you know, pushed hard, but sometimes when you, you know, try to come from behind, you know, things don't always work out.
How much does it take out of you guys when you take leads and then the other team comes right back and ties it up? Happened like three times.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the game, you know what I mean? To be a good team, you got to be able to, you know, hold on to leads and be able to win game. And so far, we haven't been able to figure that out.
You guys came out with tremendous pace in the first period. And I don't know if Seattle kind of jumped on that pace as well and seemed to thrive on it a little bit. Mm-hmm. Was it hard to maintain that then from that point?
No, I think, like I said, the first period, we were playing the right way. We were playing hard. We were playing fast. And then, you know, from the start of the second, we tried to do, you know, a little bit too much of east-west and turning back and bringing the puck back and kind of slowed the game down. And, you know, that didn't really worked out for us, you know, previous games, and didn't work out for us today.
How hard is that team to chase when they get a lead?
Yeah, they're a good team. They're a hard-working team. They play fast. And, you know, they play as a team. So, yeah, obviously you can't fall behind in games like this. And, you know, we just got to learn and move on.
Yeah, when you mentioned going east-west too much, is that getting away from the systems that you're supposed to be sticking to?
I mean, I think there's a right time for it and there's wrong time for it, and also doing it too much. I think we just did it a little bit too much there.
And how tough is the message to you guys that the team is looking at another, that the backup goalie for an extended amount of time, not playing the goalie who's had the best numbers this year? Does that send a message to you guys at this point in the season? Did you read into that at all?
No. I mean, that's not our decision. It's not players' decision. Whatever, you know, lineup coaches put out there, it's, you know, it's their decision. Our decision is if you're in the lineup, you show up and you play your best and, you know, you work your butt off.